Two recent reported cases of the flesh-eating bacteria known as Vibrio vulnificus along Florida's Gulf Coast, one resulting in the death of a Tennessee man, have raised new awareness about the possibility of infections.
Oh yes, it's all over the news.
That's Heather Sullivan, who was at Navarre Beach recently with her three children.
Yeah, I have three in the water right now, but yeah, we feel perfectly safe. It's in any body of open water, so it's not any different than a regular day.
The Vibrio vulnificus can be found in warm coastal areas and saltier brackish waters. Infections are very rare. However, it is possible to contract an infection while swimming or wading with open wounds or from eating undercooked or raw shellfish. Most infections are minor, but those who are immunocompromised stand the risk for more serious infections, which could result in the loss of a limb or death. Dr. Lisa Wadener, an assistant professor in the Department of Biology at UWF, has been mentoring students who have been collecting water samples in the Indian Bayou.
So starting in January of 2018, one student and some helpers went out every month to collect water samples from four locations within Indian Bayou. Also because we hypothesize that they're very abundant during hot summer months when the water heats up, he and his group were sampling twice a month in the summer. And that ended up with a large collection of DNA samples over the course of a year and a half.
Her lab has developed techniques that enable students to test them for the presence of the Vibrio vulnificus.
It's just a matter of taking that water sample and putting it onto a small filter and then extracting all DNA from it and then using a technique called polymerase chain reaction, which is used in many applications, medical sciences, forensic sciences, and basic environmental sciences like what we do. We can get an exact number of the vulnificus that was in that water sample when it was collected.
While they are still early in the testing phase, Wadener said they haven't detected high numbers of the bacteria so far.
So at this point, we have surveyed about 10% of those 300 DNA samples, and at this point we have seen zero vulnificus in those Indian Bayou samples. However, where we predict they would be most abundant is the post-storm samples, of which we have about four or five sampling dates, as well as the hot summer months, last July, June, July, and August. Those we have not assayed yet.
Before entering the water, the Florida Department of Health recommends covering any wounds with dry, clean bandages until they are fully healed and to perform first aid on minor wounds such as scratches and blisters before they have the chance to become infected. John Becker, a resident of Navarre Beach, said he's at the beach almost every morning and is not concerned about the flesh-eating bacteria.
Lifeguarding here on the beach, people ask me all the time whether or not, you know, it's out there. And I know it's very rare. It was only one report, but I'm not too scared about it.
Wadener is continuing the Vibrio research with two undergraduate students now, but hopes to get local contracts or grant money to be able to expand the scope of the study.
My main goal in all of this, and of course for the graduate student, is to get the thesis published, and that would be a very nice solid foundation to understand ecology of Vibrio better. There has been quite a bit of literature of Vibrio ecology all along the Gulf Coast, but nothing in the Panhandle area. So if we had some solid data, then we could expand that program and perhaps get some grant funding.
For the Division of Research and Strategic Innovation at the University of West Florida and WUWF, I'm Richard Kahn.